ninth in the continuing shiurim on the Hakdamos u'Sha'arim of the Lashem. Last week we left off in the middle of Perek Dalet of Sha'ar Gimel, and I believe we're on Daf Yud Amud Bet Amud Beis, the middle paragraph, Dibur Hamaskel V'Hineh. We went into quite detail last week in describing the different worlds and worlds within worlds, and which worlds within worlds are Atzilus, and which worlds within worlds are not Atzilus. One person, one of my close Talmidim, has actually constructed a chart, and it's in a color chart, and I think that might be made available, those of you who have difficulty conceptualizing simple two-dimensional geometry. But in any case, let us go back over. What?
They should email me if they want.
They should email Rabbi Sedley, and we will have a special website called chart.com. Okay, Hine. Let's go back and get over the paragraph. I think I left off over here, but I think it's worth it to go back over the paragraph because I didn't really explain it so well. In other words, once again, in Olam HaAsiyah, we have the Anar Nechi HaKoilim, the five different levels of spirituality, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. From Neshama, Chai, Yechida, even within the world of HaAsiyah, which is the lowest of the world, that's completely Elokus, that's been established, okay? The two levels of Nefesh and Ruach in Olam HaAsiyah, so they themselves are composed of five levels of the Anar Nechi. And it's the Yechida, which is the highest level. That means the Yechida of Nefesh, Yechida of Ruach, are both Atzilus. But the Narnach of Nefesh, which is Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya of Nefesh, and the Narnach, which is Nefesh Ruach, which is the Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya of Ruach, those are in fact actually not Atzilus, belong to Olam HaPirut. So he says, Elokus. Right, what?
They're not Elokus.
They're not Elokus, right. They belong to the Olam HaPirut. Okay? Hine b'shachedes ha-neshama klolus ba'adam. Neshama klolus ba'adam, which means the aspect of Adam, who is an Olam HaSiyah. We, Derech Agav, are an Olam HaSiyah. Therefore, being an Olam HaSiyah, since man is part of Olam HaSiyah, so therefore, I mean, it's just like in all of Olam HaSiyah, there's a dimension of man, which is, of course, belongs to what's called the Neshama HaKlolis, right? Just as the Neshama HaKlolis of Olam HaSiyah. So man being part of Olam HaSiyah has a dimension called the Neshama HaKlolis, and that's Kula Atzilus. So he says, "Mitachedes haNeshama HaKlolis ba'adam ayechida shaboy." Right? In other words, so therefore there's a union, mitachedes, a union between the Neshama Klolis of Adam, which is part of the Neshama Klolis of Olam HaSiyah, with the Yechida of the Nefesh of Ruach aspect of man, once again, even every person has a Nefesh Ruach aspect of him, the Yechida of which belongs to Atzilus. Now, really, all the Lashem is saying this, that all of Atzilus is what? In other words, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, the Olam HaSapirah, are separate worlds, because in the physical world, there are distinctions. But Olam Atzilus is all one. In other words, the Yechida of Nefesh and Asiyah is at one with the Yechida of Bria, and something like Atzilus itself. So all the Leshem is saying here is that the different levels of Atzilus, whether they be in Asiyah, whether they be in Yetzirah, or in Bria, are all part of one Atzilus. Atzilus is all one, because if Atzilus is not one, then basically we're left with what's called polymorphism, which is actually a prohibition of Lo Yu Elohim Achein Laponai. So, in other words, since we only believe in one God, at least here in Hashkafa.com, we only believe in one God. I can't speak about other people. So, in other words, so because of this, clearly, the Neshama HaKlolis, which is connected with man, which is part of the Neshama HaKlolis of Olam HaSiyah, which is Atzilus, is B'achedus, means is one with the Yechida of Nefesh and Ruach and HaSiyah, which is also part of Atzilus, of Elokus too. Now, of course, he goes on and says, "Vayachidush harei mismasheses mislabesh barosa b'chaya." Now, what does it mean to say? Now, this is a very interesting statement that the Leshem says over here. It's interesting. Leshem, despite the fact that he seems to be a little bit wordy, actually has very difficult statements, which we'll try to decipher. Now, he says, "Vayachida Gesundheit, which of course is Atzilus, that's mislabesh, that right within the Chaya, and of course the Chaya in the Neshama Sheba Moyach, which is Olam Asiyah. Now the fact is that this should actually seem a little bit strange, because if Yechida is Makif, is basically the Chaya Yechida of every world, right, are not contained within Kalim. They're not contained within Kalim by definition, right? Perhaps we can make an exception, but we're thinking about Asiyah, but in another case, but in fact the Lashon of the Leshem is very, very meduyik, very clear. It says, Harasa, the Ha'ara of Yechida is Mislabish within the Chaya, which of course is is part of the Olam HaSapirot of Olam of let's say Nefesh Ruach of Olam HaSiyah. Meaning is that, and this is actually, we're going to see this a bit later on in Daf, here we're in Daf Yud Amud Beis, but in Daf Yud Amud Gimel, we actually the Leshem is going to say this in a more general way. We'll actually wait for Daf Yud Amud Gimel, but in fact actually the Leshem actually said this Lagabe the Neshama, that even though most of the Neshama comes out of the Kalim, in other words, not the Kalim, but there is the bottom part of it is within the Kli. So what I think what he means over here is that the Yechidah, which I guess you would call it to be a makif, something which is not in the Kli, somehow the lower, the ha'ala, the illumination of the Yechidah, not the Yechidah itself, but the illumination of the Yechidah can be contained within the Kli of Chaya, and a Chaya b'han Neshama, and a Chaya, of course, maybe even the ha'ala, whatever Chaya is within Neshama, Sheba Moyach, right? Because once again, the Neshama, right, which is not in the Tzilus, of Nefesh, of Ruach, of Olam HaSiyah, is located in the Moach. In fact, actually, the Leshem has actually stated this at the very beginning of the Sefer Kabbalas Sha'orim, that the Neshama is lodged in the Moach, right? The Ruach is lodged in the Lev, and the Nefesh is lodged in the Kovet. That's Melech, right? Moach, Lev, and Kovet. Uva'olam HaYetzirah misacheles HaNeshama klolos b'chol parts of Eidei Yachida v'Achaya Sheba'aruach v'Hanefesh. So once again, this is actually a pattern which repeats itself relative, of course, to each of the worlds. So, for example, in Yetzirah, the Chayim Yechida of Nefesh and the Chayim Yechida of Ruach are in Atzilus. The Shama is completely in Atzilus. It would come out that the Shama Klolis of Yetzirah is Misyache, unites, right, since they're all in Atzilus, with the Chayim Yechida of Ruach, of Yetzirah, and the Chayim Yechida of Nefesh, of Yetzirah. And in fact, actually, the same too in Bria, except in Bria, the Neshama HaYechida of Ruach and Nefesh are both in Atzilus. So it come out that the Neshama HaKlolis of Bria is Misyached, right? Unites in some spiritual way, becomes one spiritually with the Nachi, the Neshama HaYechida of Ruach of Bria, and the Neshama HaYechida of Nefesh of Bria. That's in fact actually what it was. It says Shebaruch v'nefesh v'oishan l'shamach yechida v'ruach nefesh v'ohem hagar d'olam abriya. So of course, anikra kisi akovri. The olam abriya, in other words, the shamach yechida of nefesh and ruach of olam abriya are called the kisi akovri. They're called olam akisi. This is actually the nefesh chayim. The olam abriya is called the olam akisi, because in other words, olam abriya constitutes the kisi, right, upon which there's the Ashras Hashchina, which is Atzilus. In front of Olam HaKisei, there's a remez here, obviously, to the Yecheskel, the Kisei, etc., etc. I don't want to go into this right now, but in any case, Bria is called Olam HaKisei. V'nei heim b'heichel hazayin de Bria. This is called the seventh sanctuary, Heichel of Bria, shebechilas ha-moyach shabbat. This is like the Moyach HaBria. In other words, the Moyach HaBria is the Chaya, is the Shabbat HaYechida of Bria, which is the Heichel HaShvi, the seventh Heichel. Hemis Pashestas Mischedes HaNeshama Klolis Da Bria. So of course, the Neshama HaBria is Mispashetas, which means becomes one with the Chaya, with the Neshama HaYechida, both Nefesh and both Ruach. Meaning is that, in fact, actually, what do we have over here? What does Lashem actually said? What Lashem actually said is that how do the Patsufa Makloli, the general Patsufa, which are in the Tzilas of each world, how do they connect with the Nefesh Ruach of every world? Once again, we have a But once again, the very important thing is that we have to, we're creating spiritual connections. Like I said before, the entire point of the lesson is to explain how every aspect of every world is interconnected. This is what we actually, that's going to be the subject of the Shia, this Shia that I'm going to give actually right now. But in other words, how is everything connected? That was the whole tachlis, the whole purpose here of this entire lesson is to explain how everything is connected within the physical and spiritual worlds, and that connection is done through man. So the fact is, we have to understand what is the connection between the general spiritual worlds. In other words, the let's call it the neshamos haklaliyim, whether it be nefesh chai yechida haklaliyim of every world, and how these connect with the parts of nefesh and ruach of the world, a parts of which are in fact what? Not in atzilus. In other words, the neshama chai yechida of every world are in atzilus. But there exist parts of nefesh and ruach in every world which are not in atzilus. How do we make the connection? We can't say that things are disconnected. There aren't two worlds. Every world has to have some type of a connection to atzilus. We've spoken about this. Well, how do we do that? So the fact is that the parts of the neshama klali, in particular the neshama, which is the lowest part, neshama of every world, which is atzilus, the neshama is of a klalis of each world, is misyachet, connects, becomes one with the specific parts of the nefesh and ruach of the world, which are shayach to atzilus, which are part of atzilus. So, for example, the neshama klalis of asiya is misyachet with the yechida of nefesh and ruach in olam asiya. The neshama klalis of yitzira is misyachet, becomes one with the chaya yechida of nefesh, of ruach, of bria, and the neshama klolis of that's of yitzira. I'm saying yitzira, and the neshama klolis of bria is misyachet comes one with the neshama chay yechida of nefesh of ruach of bria. So in this way, the neshama klolis connects with the parts of the neshama haprotius, which are the tzilas of the nefesh ruach of every world, and therefore, because of this, since either the yechida of asiya, or the chaya yechida of yitzira, or the neshama chaya yechida of bria, these things are somehow connected. The ha'ora is mislabish within the physical, the pirud dikka parts of nefesh of ruach of respectively asiya, yitzira and bria. So because of this, this is the connection between the higher worlds, klaliyim, and the lower worlds, the platiyim. This is in fact what the Leshem is saying. Mishalom HaYisrael. Okay, now things are going to get a little bit difficult.
How do we define worlds as being fundamentally distinct?
They're distinct but interconnected. The very point of this entire few prokim of the Gdamish Orem to show how worlds are distinct but they're interconnected. We'll see this, and this is going to actually come out very, very, very vividly in the next page or so.
So this is a Ha'ara of the Atzilus.
It's Ha'ara. We'll see this a little bit. I'll tell you the truth. Coming attractions, which should be, I hope we get into the Shia. Coming attractions, remember we spoke about that in the hierarchy of worlds, we've spoken about that the guf of the higher world becomes the tzura of the lower world. We spoke about that. That's, if I take that language and translate that into nefesh and neshama, that's what I get. Okay? Okay, let's go further. Now, anachnu, abna. Okay, now we're going into the last paragraph and daf yud amud beis. Okay? Abna. In other words, we said that the neshama of ruach and nefesh are in moach. This is certainly where in olam asiya, during the moach. You can speak about yitzira too, but certainly speaking, without loss of generality, we're speaking about asiya, because the neshama of nefesh and ruach in asiya is not atzilus. Therefore, it's located in the moach, in the brain, and that's lemaisa what was said from the very beginning, that man consists of Melech, Moyach, Lev, and Kaveh. The neshama is located in the Moyach. Hine ikha neshama sheba Moyach atzmo hu rak haneshama da ruach. Now, of course, once again, even though the neshama is in the Moyach, what part of Asiya is actually physical? The only parts of Asiya which are physical are Nefesh and Ruach. So in other words, when I say that the Neshama is located in the Moach, the Neshama of what? Is that the Neshama Klolis? At least not directly, because that's an Atzilus. You can only speak about a Hara. So what are we speaking about? We're speaking about, so it can either be, it's only either the Neshama of the Ruach or the Neshama of Nefesh, of a person. Right? Those are the only Neshama, that's the only Neshama which has any physical meaning. It can say it's in the Moach, it's in the brain. So in other words, when we say, when I say that the Neshama is located in the Moach, right? We're speaking about the Neshama of Ruach. Now what about the Neshama of Nefesh? Because once again, the physical parts of Olam Asiya are Nefesh and Ruach. So, says the Lashem, Aval HaNeshama Sheben Nefesh, Shnei Hi Eina Ba Moach Atzmi. It's not in the brain itself. Ela Rak B'Hakumim. It's in the, somehow, I don't know, in the, I guess the shell of the brain, the kum of the moyach is not the skull,
membrane.
It'll be the membrane. So it was the covering of the brain. Da moyach. Vakum hem b'chinas basar. And of course, the kum of the membranes of the brain is not the ikka brain, but that's somehow basar, it's flesh. Shumishegash hadam, which comes from dam. Okay? Vakovit moka mishkan da nefesh. And the covered, the liver, is the Mishkan da Hanefesh. For Oisar Akumim, Hinei B'Yosav La B'Chidus Ibur, She'az Ein Borak Nefesh Levad. In other words, basically, the membranes of the brain, which are what? Which contain the Neshama of Nefesh, right? And Nefesh, of course, of a person is located, the center of a person's Nefesh is in his covered, in his liver. So it turns out that the neshama of Nefesh, whose central station is the covet, is the liver, that expresses itself in the brain by what's called the membranes of the brain. And of course, when a child is born, this is a thing which most, at least actively, expresses itself in a person, in a baby's, or at least in a fetus's brain. In other words, when you have a fetus, Ibu will speak about that. It's going to be some other time we'll speak about that in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully. And when a fetus is inside of the mother, so therefore, a fetus is always Bechinas Nefesh, because there's Ibu, Yenika, and Gadlus, three levels. Ibu, when the fetus is within the mother, Yenika comes out and it eats from the mother. And of course, there's godless when it grows up becomes independent person, and these three stages actually correspond to nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So when the fetus is inside of the mother, the fetus is bechinas nefesh, and so therefore this character. So therefore, the moyach of the fetus, the brain of the fetus, is actually just consists of these kumen when the fetus is inside the mother. Achachakach, the godless when the child certainly grows up, the godless. Now, godless can refer to both yanika and to godless when it grows up, becomes independent of the mother. When the brain is fully developed, so what happens is that the brain, which was kulei nefesh when it was a fetus, now that becomes the membranes of the brain, and that becomes the nefesh of the shamish of a nefesh when the person is grown up. So the membrane, just like the membrane is lavusha, garment of the brain, so too the neshamish of a nefesh, which is corresponds to the membranes of the brain, is a levusha garment for the brain itself, which is of course what the neshama shabaruach. Shu ba moyach mamish kama kum shehem levusha la moyach. But then it's called benim who shehem shneim ba moyach shabaruach zel ba moyach mamish zel ba kum. So there we have two parts of the brain. The membranes of the brain is the neshama shabanefesh. The brain itself is the neshama shabaruach. And what is levush for the other? What is darn for the other? This is what we have. Now, of course, ruach is centered where? Right? Let's remember. We don't have so many pages in the Leshem before us. We can remember very easily. Ruach is centered where? In the lev. Now, what's interesting is, this is the Shama Shebenefesh and the Shama Sheberuach. They're in the brain. Now, we have, however, Ruach. But what's Ruach? This Ruach of the Nefesh and Ruach of the Ruach. Right? Once again, we have Nefesh and Ruach. We have Narnach of Nefesh, Narnach of Ruach. So the Neshama of the Nefesh and the Neshama of the Ruach are both in the brain. What's the brain itself and one is the members of the brain. And then we have the Ruach Shebe Ruach and Ruach Shebe Nefesh. Now, where is Ruach located? In the heart. So, says the Lashem, they're both in the heart. Now, what in the heart do we have which expresses this dual, or this, in other words, this twofold structure of Ruach Shebe Ruach Shebe Nefesh? In other words, in the brain, the Neshama Shebe Ruach Shebe Shebe Nefesh was expressed by the brain itself, by the membrane. What do we have in the heart? Well, there's two compartments of the heart. I mean, you'll say, oh, there's four, but it's really two. There's two compartments of the heart. Now, you're going to argue on me and say, well, Rabbi Tribus, what are you saying to me? I learned the biology, there's four compartments. Actually, I'm not going to go into it right now, but if you go further, at the very end of the Hadamah Sha'orim, you'll see in Daf Kuf Hei, page 209, in Likud Dalet, there he speaks about a machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and based upon the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara Nevel Teifas, and between the Ari, how many compartments does the heart have? And he gives a beautiful resolution based upon Kabbalah. But in any case, in the heart we have basically two compartments, and these compartments are basically what correspond to the Ruach Shebe Nefesh and the Ruach Shebe Ruach. Be'echad Ruach, be'echad, right? Echad, be'echad Ruach, be'echad. Now the fact is that the two compartments of the heart are in fact actually ruach, but the dam inside of them is of course from the covet. So basically the dam itself of the heart, though, there was the compartments of the ruach. But the dam itself, of course, dam is from the covet, and that's the nefesh of a nefesh, nefesh of a ruach, which is the covet. Of course, the nefesh of the ruach is a garment for nefesh of a nefesh. Well, Hashem is tate, if I'm turning over the page, it gets mixed up with the dam and basar. You can't eat the nefesh with the basar. This is the isser many times in the Torah, that the prohibition of eating of blood is called, because the blood is called the nefesh or the basar. Nefesh the nefesh ashehu mishtatev misagav adam v'abasar avla ruach da nefesh. In other words, the nefesh of the nefesh is the blood. When the Torah says don't eat the dam because the dam is a nefesh, that's the nefesh of the nefesh. The nefesh of the nefesh is only a garment for the ruach of the nefesh. But both, of course, the nefesh of the ruach, the nefesh of the nefesh, I'm sorry, there's the nefesh of the ruach and the nefesh of the nefesh. I'm sorry, let's go back again. The nefesh of the nefesh is the blood. Inside of that is the nefesh of the ruach. And both of them are come from the covet. So of course, there has to be leis man v'lo gemiza baraisa. There has to be a makor of the siddachos treifas. So the treif of the covet is a shir of two kazeis. Very good. Kazeis mokam mora v'shamu a nefesh shebenefesh v'kazeis mokam oschias shamu a ruach shebenefesh. This corresponds to the nefesh shebenefesh ruach shebenefesh. V'nikuru mokam chiyusa, and this is the chiyus, right? Ki haruach hu ha'ikar ha'chayim v'harin esbar, etc. Okay, fine. So basically, what have we done? All we've done right now is that we've identified in a person's body the neshama shebe nefesh shebe ruach, the ruach shebe nefesh shebe ruach, and the nefesh shebe nefesh shebe ruach, right? The membrane and the brain, the two compartments of the heart, I guess the two parts of the blood. That's what we've done. But what is the lesson said? What was the purpose of all? The purpose of all this to show us is that the division of Maunachi within the Nefesh and Ruach is not something which has its physical expression in Olam Asiyah. which now is going to lead to a major problem, a major kasha. In other words, in the beginning, the Leshem gave us a very simplistic picture of man. Neshama, ruach, nefesh, moyach, lev, koveh, very nice, a vertical picture. But now the picture has become much more complicated. Because now we have a neshama of nefesh and ruach, a ruach of nefesh and ruach, and a nefesh of nefesh and ruach. So in other words, we have aspects of neshama in nefesh and ruach. In other words, nefesh and ruach heretofore were vertical. But now we have aspects of nefesh and ruach that are what? In the moyach. Aspects of nefesh and ruach that are in the lev, and aspects of nefesh and ruach, which are where? In the kaved. So now the simplistic picture, which was drawn by the Leshem at the very beginning, has become incredibly complicated, which now leads to a major kasha question which Leshem is going to ask. And this actually begins Parakeh. Now things become much more complicated. And let's see how they do. Okay, is this clear? Okay, fine. Now, Parakeh. Omnam. Basically what the Leshem is doing is actually building us up to this kasha. He wants us to ask a question. I've already asked the question. But we'll see that he's going to formally ask it right now. On the Mashesh L'Choyer L'Tamoya, the question, says the Leshem, Bezerki hu neged anoida. Everything I've said right now is against everything I said before. What? We began, right? We began with a very simplistic picture of the world. It's called the vertical understanding of the world, a one-dimensional view of the world. V'neged Masha amanu la'el b'chol t'varinu. Because what do we say above? It says the Leshem. We said, what do we say in the beginning? How do we begin? Go back to the first few shulam of the Leshem. The kol achad mehanala. Everybody has nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Mokam yucha ba'aguf. And there's three specific places which locate in the body the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. V'hem agimel kelim mayach lev kavin. And what we all agreed is mayach lev and kavin, brain, heart, and liver. The Shem is in the Moyach, right? You all know that. For Nefesh HaChayim, for everything you learn. The Ruach is the Emtzah, Shubalev. The Ruach is the middle, which is the Lev. The Nefesh is below. Shua Kovet, it's in the Kovet. So we said very simply, man is composed of three parts, right? Nefesh, Ruach, Nesham. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Moyach, Lev, Kovet. Also two. When we spoke about the world, we at Tziyasiyah, how do we speak about it? And what do we say above? Let's go back to the shul, the first shul we gave. Bria is neshama. Yetzira is ruach. And asiya is nefesh. That's what we said. In other words, man is composed of moach, lev, kovet, which is neshama, ruach, and nefesh. And also two, bria yetzira asiya. That bria is connected neshama. Yitzhiras keneged ruach, and asiyas keneged nefesh. Harein b'chol ikum zelamay l'bizeh. So therefore we have a beautiful hierarchy of worlds. Everybody can imagine this. We don't need John's, elaborate, complex of squares. L'gamrei v'imnaren aklalim v'kainu paratas gamkin shamokin v'stayim ha'elyon matchil ha'tachtin. Now this was the vertical way of looking at the world. Top to bottom? Very good. That's our initial axiomatic, I would call it primitive, sense of spirituality, top to bottom. And where the top ends, the bottom begins. That's how we looked at the world. We had a one-dimensional way of looking at the world. Top to bottom. Man is one-dimensional. The world's a one-dimensional. Shalom al Yisrael. But now, says the Leshem, I've complicated things. How I complicated things? Aval, the fima shamanu, ato. But now, according to what I've said, it means what I've said really up to now, but certainly in Perek Dalet, here in Shal Gemma, Lefima Shamanu Ata, Hare Yinitza She'en Chiluk B'Komis B'Neim Klal. Really? We don't have a vertical, one-dimensional mapping of spiritual to physical. Kriyem Shloish B'Boyach. We certain now, right? Shu on the Shama Shabahem. Now, What do we mean by that? Three are in the Moach, three are in the Lev, and three are in the Kofet. Now, we can understand this in different ways, and I think they're all emes, they're all true. We can understand this, but Pashta, simply, what we just said above, that we have Nefesh and Ruach in the Moach, meaning the Neshama of Nefesh and the Neshama of Ruach are in the Moach. That's what we just said in 15 minutes, because that's the easiest to remember, we just said it. And then we have Ruach Sheba Nefesh, Ruach Sheba Ruach in the Lev. And we have Nefesh Sheba Nefesh, there's Ruach in the Kofet. So, in other words, all of a sudden our one-dimensional world has gone haywire. I mean, what's Nefesh and Ruach doing in the Moach? What's Ruach? I mean, what's Nefesh doing in the Lev? And what's Ruach doing in the Kofet? All of a sudden, strange creatures appear. All of a sudden, our one-dimensional world, which is so nice and perfect, and we're all so, you know, so from, and everything worked out already, is collapsing. Existential crisis here. Now, that's one way of understanding it. There's another way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is basically what the paragraph that I began above. Because why I began above? Because, when I began this year, I spoke about Daf Yud, Amud Beis, Dima Maslov Hinei, and we spoke about that, in fact, actually, in other words, the Neshama Klalis connects with the parts of Nefesh and Ruach, right, which are in Atzilus. So it comes out, we have an aspect of the Neshama. In other words, in a person's Moach, through Neshama HaKlolis, we have easily Neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama within a person's Moach, through the connection, the Yisyachtos we spoke about at the very beginning. We have Nefesh Ruach Neshama in a person's life, and we have Nefesh Ruach Neshama in a person's Kovet, because there's a connection to Neshama HaKlolis, you know, through the, let's say, the Yechida, or the Chai Yechida, or the Neshama Chai Yechida, a Plati, certainly even in Asiya. In Asiya, you have the Neshama Klolis, which connects with the Yechida of, let's say, of Nefesh and Ruach, and of course, that's Beslabish within the Moach. So it turns out we have Nefesh Ruach Neshama, certainly of, let's say, the Neshama Klolis, located within the Moach. So what's going on? There's Neshama in the Kovid. What's the Shama doing in my coffee? What's the Shama doing in my life? What's the Shama doing in my, what's the Shama clothes doing in my Moach? Or what's the Shrucha doing in my Moach? How everyone understand it says the Leshem, everything has gone totally haywire. I don't know what my Neshama is anymore. I don't know what my Ruach is anymore. I don't know what my Nefesh is anymore. Everything's gone haywire. Yarei hem shloshtem ba'moyach, shu ha'neshama shebehem, u shloshtem ba'lev, shu ha'ruach shebehem, u shloshtem ba'kovet, shu ha'nefesh shebehem. There's Narad in Nefesh, Narad in Ruach, and Narad in what? In the Shamba. So it's not the Shamba's Labish in the Moach. I have Narad in Moach, Narad in Lev, and Narad in Kofet. Well, Pima Shamanu, Shigam HaNarad in the Shamba, Klolos Yimis Pashtam Gam Gris Labishim Hem Ketsas HaYeis HaTachte. This is like the lower part of the Shamba Klolos is Mislabish within the, you know, the Tachto Shibahem Baruch, who Poshir, who Shoyis and Bechins Naran, who Mispashtam Miskalkim Gam 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 So basically, the Neshama Klolos is Mispashet and Mislabish within the Nefesh and Ruach, which is includes the Moach, Lev and Kovet of the in Olam Asiya. So there's Naran everywhere. So what do you mean vertical? There's no verticality anymore. There's no up and down. The down is above the up. The up is lower than the down. In other words, our one-dimensional view of the physical and spiritual worlds is totally collapsed. There's no notion of verticalism.
Nonetheless, there remains a directionality, a hierarchy.
But no, but certainly not. But not in a Pacific world. They have elements of the highest worlds and the lowest worlds. If I have the Shama in my lowest parts of my world, so who's to say that the higher one is better? In other words, the notion of spiritual verticality is contradicted by the specific parts of every part of the lower world. He doesn't want to say that. He doesn't want to say it. Because actually it turns out, I hear what you're saying, and it turns out that's going to defeat his general purpose. The general purpose of things are not relative. There wants to be an absolute interconnection between everything.
That interpretation is founded.
No, and on the contrary, Atzilus is never relative. Atzilus is absolute.
Always in Kabbalah?
Yes. I mean, ultimately, everything's mitzideinu, but as absolute as one can be, that's Atzilus. Okay, so now like this. Okay, now. So he says like this. Okay. In Cain, Hare Ein Chilip Mekoimis Ben Malo Mata Ba'anara Naklolim Hashem B'chol Pasuv Gufa Klal. In other words, the Nara and Haklolium are vertical, but in the Nara Hapratia, in every Paltzuf, there's no hierarchy. In other words, if I speak about Klal, I have a hierarchy. But when I get to the prat, everything's haywire. It's interesting. You know, look at the world. The macroscopic world is Newtonian. The microscopic world is haywire. How do you get from an electron to this desk? You can't. I must ask you. There's no order. This is a tremendous kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, I cannot make a connection between the macroscopic and the microscopic. I can't connect the microscopic with the macroscopic. In other words, if I look at things macroscopically, there's a complete hierarchy. Very nice. The world is beautiful. Bria, Yitzira, Sira. Right? Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. But look at the person as a macroscopic, in a macroscopic sense, right? There's Moyach, Lev, and Kovet, Neshama, Ruach. But if I look at anything within any world, it's haywire. The highest are in the lowest, lowest are in the highest. So I've created a world which, when I look in any part of it, any manifold of it, it contains no sense of any notion of hierarchy, which I get if I just look at it from a general point of view. In other words, the macroscopic and microscopic are completely unrelated in terms of spiritual direction. That's what is a kusha gedoyla. Because that's true, there's no connection between the globality of the physical spiritual universe and the locality of the spiritual universe. Like a Midas strip. Every part of the Midas strip has a direction, has coordinates. But if I go around it, I end up in the opposite direction, opposite orientation. This is a kusha gedoyla. Right? Because why? Because it said, above in Parat Aleph and Beis, we spoke about that it's a hierarchy of worlds, and of course we don't want to abandon what's called the axiomatic principles which we started with. Okay? Okay, so now, of course, I mean, when he says it's a kushik, of course he's going to be able to answer it. This is not a tzarach yin gadol. What the Leshem is trying to do, just giving us a sense of the complexity of things. There's always a dichotomy between the global and the local. Now, give an example from physics. Newtonian physics is deterministic. Everything works out. Something, you know, flies, lands in the right place. If I go to the quantum mechanic level, nothing makes sense. Everything could be over, the electric could be over, Lake Erie. There's no sense of a determinism. Everything is totally statistical, random, completely random. It's very interesting. This is actually the Rambam speaks about this. We actually spoke about this in the Tamei HaMitzvos. The Rambam speaks about the global and the local. On a global level, there appears to be, you know, no reason, no rationale for the ultimate global act of creation. But on a local level, we spoke about this, listen to HashkafaCircle.com on the Tamei HaMitzvahs, we can find reasons, rationality. There is cause and effect. In other words, I cannot describe a rational intention on a global level. But on any specific global level, right, unless we assume that God's acts are absurd, or void, as most people do, then we have to assume that there's actually a connection and a reason, a rhyme and reason. So in other words, this dichotomy between global and local is a theme. It's a theme in physics, it's a theme in the Rambam and rational philosophy, and it's a theme, of course, in the Lifshitz Kabbalah. Now, how are we going to resolve...
Does it express itself biologically?
And economy too, right. We have to speak about that. There's also a theme too, I think, in the notion of biology too, between, I think, you know, what's called macrosystems and microsystems. But we'll speak about that. Mitzvah Shem. Intraspecies and speciation, whatever. Now, this is going to come to a... Well, we have a problem. I mean, we think about a problem between two systems who seem to contradict each other. So what we do is we have to create what's called dimensionality. We have to add dimensions. And this dimensionality here is not only going to add dimensions, but actually is going to come to a very, very important insight, a concept in the physical, spiritual nature of the world. It's a very, very beautiful concept, and we're going to get to it in a little while, and we'll see how the Leshen develops it. The Leshen develops it in a very, very, very elegant and beautiful manner. Ach, but let's proceed. Ach, I'm on Daf Yud, Soif Omid Gimel, page 20, at the very end of the first column of page 20, the last paragraph, Dibo Hamaskel Ach. Ach HaInyan. But, says the Leshen, no. Bazel, ki arei kevab is bar b'dvarenu, le'el perak alav, ki kol naran, all nefesh ruach neshama, hine ki shem shem chalukim ben mala mala, just as we divide nefesh ruach neshama vertically, shem neshama l'mala ruach ba'emtza v'nefesh l'mata, neshama is above, ruach is in the middle, nefesh is below, the bottom, kem chalukim gankim ben panim l'chitzo. It turns out there's exterior and interior. In other words, there's two dimensions. There's one dimension top to bottom, and there's a dimension inside outside. The neshama is always the inner part of things, the core, inner part of things. The ruach is always in the middle part, and neshama is always on the exterior part. In other words, we have above and below, and we have interior and exterior. Just like vertically, we always define the top, the middle, the bottom. So too, when we think about things in depth, not only in height, but in depth, we have interior, the middle part, and exterior. So we have three vertical levels, above, middle, and below. We have three levels in depth. Shem Panimi Tichon V'chitza. So basically, we add basically it's a two-dimensional world. That's a three-dimensional, whatever it is. Two-dimensional world. There's vertical and there's depth. So what do we have? Temptation. We have nine dimensions. We have nine dimensions. Two coordinates. Right? X and Y. X can have three values. Y can have three values. Shem Teisha Bechina Shem Rosh Tochs Rasov Shekol Achad Hu Kolo Megimel Shem Pnimi Tichon V'chitzo. In other words, the Rosh has an exterior, middle, and interior. The middle also, and the lower part too. V'nei Manaran Shem Neshama V'hu Amoach V'Manaran Shem Ruach V'hu Alev V'Manaran Shem Nefesh V'hu Bekobi. So basically, the Moach is Naran itself, and where's the Naran located? The exterior, middle, and by the part of the Moach. There's Nalan of the lave, exterior, middle, in part, in the part of the lave, of the heart, and Nalan of the covet, exterior, middle, in part of the covet of the liver. Vamtasha. Okay? And then he has in the parentheses here, like this. Now, I'm going to skip over the brackets, because the bracket goes a little bit to the Kabbalah, which I don't understand. Back of the brackets, now we're on Daf Yud Amadal. Now we're going to come, though, to the climax. Here begins the depth of the Lashon. Because up till now, it's just been a question of sort of like remembering and like creating charts. You know, Cartesian, you know, systems. But here we get here a very interesting concept. You see, what does the Lashon want to do at this point? So I want to go back. I want to explain to you what he's doing. You know, sometimes it's very hard to see the forest from the trees. There's a lot of trees and not that much forest. If you don't see the forest, you don't understand the trees. Leshem began. Leshem spoke about two things. There was Tzura and Chaybel, and Nefesh and Guf. Remember that a long time ago? We spoke about that, but we didn't really. I don't want to go into it so much. In other words, there's a concept of Tzura, form and matter. Form and matter. Tzura and Chaybel. And there's also a concept of what's called Nefesh and Ruach, spiritual and physical. Or puts away, you know what, Nefesh and Ruach, whatever it is, spiritual and physical. Now, it turns out that these things are very, very much related. What the Leshem is doing is going back and forth between the two systems, Chaim and Tzura, and between, that's called Nefesh and Guf. That sounds spiritual and physical. In other words, Chaim and Tzura is form and matter, and Nefesh and Guf is spiritual and physical. Now, what was the big kasha of the Leshem? Let's reinterpret the kasha of Leshem. We have to understand what Leshem was really speaking about. The intelligent reader. The Leshem said, we have this nice thing. Nanachi de Nanachi. 25 worlds. Very nice. Koilo, Prati, whatever you want. The Leshem says, but now I'm all confused. Why am I confused? Because while things remain abstract, meaning I have Nanachi de Neshama, Nanachi de Nefesh, Nanachi de Ruach, put it Nanachi de Yechida, Nanachi de Chaya, whatever it is, but I made a, I know Ben Milch, you don't like this, an automorphism or an isomorphism between the Nefesh Guf world, of Naran to Neshama, Naran to Naran, and between the Tzura Choyma of, you know, the Boach, the Lev, and Kofet. That's like Tzura, like, that's the Tzura and Choyma. Right? There's the matter and there's the Tzura, which is the Boach, the Tzura of the Lev, the Tzura of the Kofet. The big kasha of the Leshem really was, I understand when you speak about Naran to Neshama, because that's all abstract, it's all spiritual, who cares? Anything can be spiritual. But now when I make my isomorphism to the world of Tzura and Chomer, everything's wacky. How can I have a Tzura in a lower world? In other words, how could the Tzura of a lower Chomer, how could the Chomer of a lower world have a higher Tzura than the Tzura of a world above it? How can I have the Shem and the Nefesh? Doesn't make any sense. In other words, says the Leshem, when you make the isomorphism between the Nefesh Guf world, language, manifold, Sprach, to the Tzura Chomer Sprach of Moach, Lev and Kavod, the world's freaking out. What do I do? So, says the Leshem, what you have to do is you have to increase the dimensionality of your Tzura and Chomer. Tzura is not three-dimensional, it's nine-dimensional. If I have a nine-dimensional Tzura and Chomer, I can use that to understand more deeply the Nara and the Nefesh walk in the Shama. And this is going to reach me to what actually is going to be what's called the grand unified field theory, in which I can connect everything in the entire universe. And that's what he says over here. He says on Daf Yud Amud Dalet, the seventh line after the bracha. In other words, basically, all of this is both in the klos and pratus. The whole patsuf and every patsuf means every part of every world. Ki kol achad who call me naran. Kanal. First of all, everything in every world is composed of three spiritual levels: nefesh, ruach, neshama. V'yesh b'kol echad kol atisha, the chinas. Right? But everything has nine parts. Shem Gimel Chelki Naran, which are three parts. Nefesh Ruach Neshama. V'hem Hei Sfiras B'chol Achad. V'hinei HaGimel Lama is Bri Yetzir Asir. Shem HaNaran HaKlolim. So let's see, the three worlds of Bri Yetzir Asir are the Naran HaKlolim. In other words, Bri is the Shama, Yetzir is Ruach, and Asiya is Nefesh. V'yesh lam kol echem em teisha bechinas. But each world has nine parts. Harei das novin akel ki agimol cheke ruach apotis ha'asher b'habarosh toch sof dan neshama ha'klolis she oylem apriya v'em bechel ki atichon shebehem hineheim asher etachol oylem ha'yetzira kulo shu ha'ruach ha'klolim. The whole pratim shabbat. V'chein agim echelke nefesh apratim shabarosh talks of tan neshama aklolis chelke achitza shabbat. Very, very nice. If I look at the rosh, right? So the rosh appears to be the shama, but there's an outside and an inside. In other words, the rosh, bria, the rosh has three parts: outside, exterior, middle, and interior. So the inside of the rosh, that's the rush of the rosh. But the middle part of the rosh is the source of the oilam b'yitzira in the oilam abriya. And the exterior part in the rosh, a very person's rosh, every person's head, is the actual the oilam is the source of the oilam asiya. In other words, really, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya are not vertical, but they're also horizontal. They're also in depth. So, in other words, I can either go Bria, Yetzira, Asiya up down, or I can go Bria, Yetzira, Asiya outside, inside, outside. In other words, the outside of the Rosh is the Shailish for the Olam Asiya, which is the lowest part on the vertical hierarchy. Which means, what he's saying is the following thing, that Bria, Yetzir, Asiya are also located in Bria. The question is, right, which level of depth, of Obi, of, in other words, of depth, in other words, am I describing in even the Rosh, the highest part, the highest one is Olam HaBria. Let's read it again. In other words, what the Lashem is saying is, with this concept of depth, it turns out I can go up and down, or I can go in and out. So in other words, if I decide to go, I don't know, in out, I could travel to Olam, I can go from Bria to Asiya in two ways. I can go top down, or I can go in out. So the fact is that what we have over here is there's a Asiya and Yetzira in Bria. I go inside, outside. So in other words, really, right, I've added dimensionality that I can go in different directions and I don't have to go up and down and go inside and outside. So really all the worlds are totally connected. That's what he says. There's nine bechinas in each one. Hare das lenovoi nakel ki agibel chelki ruach haprotiyim asher barosh toik soif Danashama Klolish, he oilem abriya, then bechelki atichon shebehem, he nehem asher to call oilem yitzira kula, she are ruach akloli, the whole part of Shabo. Behem gimel chelki nefesh apratim a sheberosh, a talk soif danashama, a kloli, so bechelki achitz and shebehem, he nehem sheris call oilem asiya kula, she are nefesh akloli, the whole part of Shabo. Now, like this, The ruach part of neshama is the shailish to the entire olam. Let's say the nefesh part of the neshama, because there's nine parts of the olam haneshama. So the nefesh part of the olam haneshama is the shailish to the entire olam asiya, and the ruach part of the neshama is the shailish to the entire olam hayetzira. And of course, olam neshama, like that. Also, too, I can do it the other way. I could say, in other words, I have two dimensions. So I could say like this. I could say the ruach of the neshama is the shayrish to the olam hayetzira. The nefesh of the neshama is the shayrish to olam asiya. That's one way of saying it. I could say it another way. I could say the ruach of the neshama. Let's say the ruach is really the neshama of olam hayetzira. And I can say that the nefesh of the neshama is the neshama of olam ha'asiya. Which means is that there's no such thing as horizontal and vertical. It's pure two-dimensionality. In other words, X and Y equals Y and X. I identify the coordinates. In any case, this is just beginning. This is actually introduction. We're going to actually go into this in tremendous much more depth next time. It's going to get incredibly more complicated. But what we're seeing over here is that the worlds are completely and totally interconnected. We've abandoned any notion of verticalness and of depth. We've totally destroyed all dimensionality. Everything is completely interconnected. In any case, from undisclosed place in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Until next time, Kol Tov.